Putting a dollar value on a national landmark is no easy task, but Deloitte economists have done just that. As part of the 40th birthday celebrations for the Sydney Opera House, the CEO of the World Heritage-listed building asked the economists to figure out exactly what it's worth to the nation. They came up with a figure of $4.6 billion. Lucy Carter finds out how they arrived at this number.
I would say it's priceless. Put any price you want on it.
I don't know a specific amount, but I think it should be worth more.
It's just the structure, the architecture is amazing.
You can't really put a value on it, can you?
But that's exactly what Sydney Opera House Chief Executive Louise Herron challenged Deloitte economists to do, and she says she's delighted with the result.
The thing that is great about this report is to actually have in writing verified as a result of a thorough process the thing that we all knew in our heart. We all know that people come to Australia because one of the key reasons for coming to Australia is to see the Opera House, and we would be far less attractive if we didn't have the Opera House. Imagine us without the Opera House.
Built in 1973 for just over $100 million, Deloitte's report found the Opera House building and land is now worth $2.3 billion. Rick Symes, a partner with Deloitte, says they didn't just look at the building as a physical structure.
So we built up this picture from, first of all, just looking at the narrow economic contribution to do with the activities in the Opera House, the resident performing companies and the like, and the restaurants. Added to that, the impact of the Opera House on tourism in this country. And then added to that, estimates of the value that both people who attend the Opera House, but also the broader population, subscribe to the Opera House.
Deloitte found that the Opera House contributed $750 million each year to the Australian economy through things like ticket sales and tours. It's also responsible for the equivalent of 8,500 full-time jobs through tourism. Opera House management says the now official $4.6 billion price tag will be useful as they ask the state and federal governments for funding to rejuvenate the national landmark. Opera House Chief Executive Louise Herron says she's glad such huge value was placed on the building's so-called social capital.
There is more than $2 billion of value on its national identity. That is, the value of the Opera House to people who don't even come here. It's the value to Australia as a nation, the value of having the Opera House. It's the value of our existence.
As well as doing the maths, Deloitte's Rick Symes says the economists surveyed more than 3,000 people from around the world.
Not only did the Sydney Opera House feature very prominently in sort of Australia's image and why people chose Australia to holiday in, it was particularly strong for people from Asia, from China and the like. In that sense, the Sydney Opera House is going to be really very important for any growth strategy that we have as a country going forward.
The report also found more than a half of the overseas visitors surveyed said the Opera House was their main reason for visiting Australia. From here on the Opera House forecourt on a perfect Sydney spring day, it's not hard to see why. These tourists say it's been a highlight of their trip to Australia.
We're here from California. We just booked the tour and tickets for tomorrow night. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to see the Sydney Opera House.
Was it one of the main reasons that you came to Australia?
Yeah, I would put it as one of the main reasons.
One of the main.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's an icon.
Well, I've seen pictures of it all my life. I just like to see, not all my life, but for years, I like to see it.
Do you think it lives up to the hype?
It does. We're on a tour from the United States, and it's everything we expected.
Tourism Australia Managing Director Andrew McAvoy says he's not surprised to hear how much visitors value the Opera House.
I think when people come to Australia, as much as they do want an immersive experience, they do still want to check off those things that they've seen and read about. I mean, personally, you're probably the same when you travel to, say, San Francisco, driving across the Golden Gate. You know, it feels almost surreal. You think, wow, I've seen that and now I'm on it. I think the same happens with our Harbour Bridge, and certainly as people walk around and go through the Sydney Opera House.
It is an incredibly beautiful building. That's Tourism Australia's Andrew McAvoy ending that report from Lucy Carter.